Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
Hey, it's AJ, and welcome into the Thursday Rewind on the After Hours. Tonight, we're looking at 1984. Going to have some great music and, of course, some major events from the year. Starting off, this song spent 10 weeks at the top of the charts. It's Van Halen and Jump. In November of 1984, 44 group members of Band Aid came together to record the single Do They Know It's Christmas in a London studio. The group was created by musician Bob Geldof, and the intention was that they were going to raise money and create a greater awareness of famine and poverty then occurring in Ethiopia and Africa as a whole. The single became the number one Christmas hit that year and raised millions of dollars for its cause. Now, the reason it got so much play, well, the participants were the who's who at that time in the pop world. Phil Collins, Bono, Sting, Duran Duran, Culture Club, Bananarama, even James Taylor, George Michael, David Bowie, and Paul McCartney all contributed. Also in 1984, at the top of the charts, it's Tina Turner and What's Love Got to Do with It.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Apple Macintosh computer went on sale in January of 1984. It was the first PC mass-produced by Apple Computers that was mouse-driven and had a built-in graphical user interface. Now, the original price for the Macintosh was a bit steep, $2,500, which was more expensive than several other competitors' models, but it still sold really well. One of the reasons why it sold really well, there was that iconic advertisement which aired during the Super Bowl in 1984, directed by Ridley Scott. It was Orwellian-themed 1984 and has since been considered one of the greatest commercials ever created. And our final song tonight on The Rewind, it's John Cougar Mellencamp and Pink Houses.
Thank you. And there's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, yeah. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came and went. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you.
Hey, it's AJ. Thanks for tuning in tonight to The Rewind, The After Hours. We'll return next.